WHAM Wham Radio Season 3 Episode 8 Wham to the Third Dimension.
I can't take it anymore. All these personalities inside of my head with their own wants and desires.
Brutal fatality.
What the hell just happened? Is everybody here? Is everyone all right?
What's going on? Why can't I see anything anymore?
Oh no, we're all blind.
I can hear everyone, but it's like you all don't exist anymore. You're only in voice form.
Right. It's like we're just a thought within the mind now.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I'm near an edge. I got something. Should I pull it?
Sure. What could go wrong?
I actually agree with that. Can't get any worse than just being here, just existing. But what if it's the end? Over. No more. Splat.
I agree with Fauna. We should be careful.
Rocky had tore open whatever he had found while Sadie was talking. This caused the vacuum to open and suck everybody through. It would send our lovable characters all across the universe into different dimensions. They all traveled through different times and space. The first character to land in a spot would be Sadie.
Ow! Where the fuck am I?
She looked all around, and it looked like she was in a futuristic city. There are all sorts of different kinds of characters that wandered around the street in peace and harmony. There were space mutants, sewer mutants, humans, and aliens with little heads, and also ones with big eyes. Even the robots that wandered around were friendly.
Bite my shiny metal ass!
As Sadie turned around and looked, she saw a giant brick building next to the Hudson River in what looked like the future Orama. She walked inside to see if there was anything or anybody around.
Hello? Is anybody here?
Oh, you called me off guard. It's only me, my great to the 23rd power nephew, Frido, and my pet lobster here.
Yo, Professor, is everything okay down there?
Oh my, yes. Go back to doing it with your Cyclops woman. Sheesh, to be 69 again. I digress. What seems to be the trouble, my little squirrely friend?
That's just it, Professor. I can't remember anything but being trapped in a white room. And then I randomly appeared at your front door.
Ah, yes. I had one of those a few minutes ago. We call them... Wait. What do we call them?
I can't explain what happened.
Senior moments. Ah, yes. Sorry for the delay. I just had to wait for my heart to beat so the blood could get to my brain. It seems that you are jumping through time and space, trying to find something. I would try to figure out what that something is.
Is there anything you can do to help me out? Maybe an invention?
Good news, Secret Squirrel.
The professor turned around to grab something, but Sadie would blip out of existence and out of the Futurama world.
Did everything just taste purple and flash for a second? Or did I have another stroke?
The professor shrugged his shoulders and put down his helpful device and walked away. Sadie floated in the air, but it was almost as if she was staying completely still while everything all around her moved. She would be carried away to her next journey in what looked like a kaleidoscope of different colors. It would feel like forever, but in reality, only seconds would have passed. Sadie called out.
Lemur? Fauna? Pixie? Rocky? Anybody? Ugh. Oh well. Might as well have fun with it then. Whee!
She landed in another new place, but this time she was in a park. She looked all around and saw a gumball machine talking to a bluebird and a raccoon and yelling at them to get back to work. After the gumball machine walked away, Sadie ran over to the two workers.
Hi, I'm Sadie Squirrel. Any chance you guys could tell me where I am?
Hey, I'm Mordo, and he's Rick B.
Hey, Sadie, what brings you to the park?
Your park? I don't actually know. I think I'm looking for something, but I can't quite figure it out.
Oh, yeah? I got just the thing.
No, you don't, dude.
Yeah, I do. I just got it the other day. I ordered it from the back of a comic book.
You mean you stole it from someone from within the park?
Tomato, potato, cheese.
Ugh. I swear, sometimes you're just so ridiculous.
I'm not ridiculous. I'm Rigby.
The park workers threw their rakes and bags on the ground and went up to their room.
You guys are funny. You remind me of my friends back home, Rocky and Lemur.
I do? Nice. But I bet Lemur isn't as handsome as I am.
We Where's that little bastard? Here it is. I found it. It's the power. Just make up a song as a question, and you'll get to wherever you need to go.
Wow, thanks, friends.
Mordecai Crigby, get over here the second or you're fired.
Jumping through space and time, what do I need to find? Jumping through space and time, what do I need to find? Jumping through space and time, what do I need to find?
On the third time, she would blip out of existence, and the power would fall to the floor. The gumball machine boss ripped open the door and screamed,
"Now clean up this mess or you're fired!"
Across the universe, in a different section of the galaxy, was Pixie and Fauna. They floated in what looked like a similar kaleidoscope of colors, screaming their lungs out. Music can be heard in the distance. The girls would finally land on the ground in a different dimension. As they looked all around, the sky was pink with red clouds, and the trees and the grass were gray.
Fauna, do you hear that weird music?
Yes, it's like in the air or something. I can't tell where it's coming from.
What the hell is that?
I have no clue. It looks like that really fat Cadbury Blue Bunny.
The Blue Bunny didn't talk. It just stood there watching the girls, waving its arms in a direction as if it wanted them to follow.
I think the bunny wants us to follow it.
Both the girls got up off the ground and started to follow the bunny.
Wait, how did we get here?
The last thing I remember is being trapped in a white room.
Me too, Secret Squirrel. Weren't we just a thought within the mind of something?
Oh yeah, you're right. We were in JD's head. After our world was destroyed.
Oh my Bugs Bunny, I figured it out. We're blimping through time. It's the universe's way of trying to find us a new home, I think.
Hey wait, where did that Blue Bunny go?
Hey Blue Bunny, where are you at? Come on, we need your help. Is this a safe place?
Fauna and Pixie looked all around and saw nothing until a woman with a porcelain doll face emerged from behind a great tree nearby. The eerie woman started walking towards Fauna and Pixie. She was wearing a white sundress with red flowers all over. Pixie and Fauna took off running, dipping in and out from behind the trees. But no matter what they did, they couldn't lose the creepy porcelain-faced woman. She took her time walking towards them, making it that much more intense. Fauna ran from behind the tree she was hidden from, and Pixie followed her. Fauna would quickly stop dead in her tracks as she had come to the edge of a cliff. Pixie was not paying attention, looking at the creepy porcelain woman, and would run into Fauna, knocking her forward off the cliff. But Fauna would turn around, and in her last effort to grab anything, she grabbed Pixie. But Pixie wasn't ready for Fauna, and they would both fall off the edge together. The creepy porcelain woman watched intensely over the edge as they swept downstream. Some time would pass before they washed up on shore. Several minutes later, neither one of them had noticed that when they landed in the water, that they were transported into a new time and place.
That was ridiculous! How long are we going to be thrown from universe to universe?
That's a good question. It could be an endless loop, or maybe we end up visiting each universe one time. Either way, I'm glad I don't have to do this alone, and I got my sister from another mister here. With our girl power, we can do anything.
Yeah, like play professional sports, or pretend you're a porn star, or become president. I pledge of allegiance. Maybe even voice act on an online podcast, cartoon, audiobook. Boom, fuck yeah.
Fauna, don't move.
Why, what is it?
Do you see the weird Tim Burton-looking raccoon wearing a top hat?
Aw, yes, he's so cute. Let's see if he can help us. Hey, little cutie.
I don't know, Fauna. That thing looked like it killed the gang from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, come on. Don't be a sourpuss, bird dog.
Raccoon snarled at Fauna and Pixie when they got close enough. The girl screamed in terror and then ran away.
Ah!
I don't like this place.
I haven't liked any of them. I wish we never destroyed the narrator and ruined our home.
The girls came across a tall gorilla that had red all over its face. It looked like they had been eating raw meat. As they turned around and started to head back the way they had just came, they noticed nothing was familiar and everything had changed.
Holy cow, Pixie, look over there! It's a blank slate. Maybe that's where everyone else is.
Good thinking. It may be the only safe spot we have left, to the nothingness of white.
The girls dove inside the random cube of white. As they hit the ground and rolled, they got up and began to walk around. When they realized they could see each other, but only in drawing form. No colors,
Where are we now?
We're off to Never Never Land.
Yeah.
Boom!
No, I'm not quite sure. Do you hear random music playing?
Yeah, I do, but where is it coming from?
As Fauna turned around and looked all over, she noticed that everything, including Pixie, was a pencil drawing.
Oh my Bugs, look at you! You look so pretty.
Thanks, Mama. You look fine too. Wait, who's that handsome man ahead?
A random man appeared from in front of them, blocking their path. He started to sing at them.
Think on me. Think me on. I'll be gone in a day or two.
He's so dreamy. I could just eat him right up.
Come on, follow me. That's a trap. I think that guy is an incubus.
Oh, I got something he could incubate.
Pixie, over here. Ah, oh my God, animal cages. Where are we? A fucking pet store?
Ooh, look at this gorgeous collar. Only 25 bucks? Sold.
Not now.
Fauna zigzagged throughout the many aisles, trying to find her way forward and out of this place, all while pulling Pixie along with her. Pixie shouted,
I see the front door!
She grabbed Fauna's hooves and then ran towards it. The man would emerge as they almost got to the door.
Hi, I'm Pixie. What's your name?
Fauna went up to the singing man like she was gonna kiss him and then kicked him right in the nuts. He fell to the ground and they ran through the door behind him, never looking back.
Why? I was only trying to help you.
Two random cops ran into the pet store and up to the man on the ground and arrested him. As the girls passed through the door of the store, it took them to another dimension of time, and music could be heard in the background.
Wait a minute! I think I figured it out!
Oh yeah? What did you figure out?
What exactly is going on? So everywhere we have been music playing in the background, right?
Yep, I like where you're going. Continue.
No, that's it. That's all I've got.
As I look all around us and listen to the music, this sounds really familiar. It looks like we're standing on a sphere, and there's lots of holes everywhere.
Oh, snap! You're right, Bird Dog! What if we have to figure out what the song is and sing it to get free?
Clouds would form over the girl's head and start to rain. All the crevices would begin to fill with water.
So do you know what song we're in? I've got no clue.
The Atlantic was born today, and I'll tell you how. Clouds above opened up and let it all out. I was standing on the surface of a perforated sphere when the water filled every hole. Thousands upon thousands made an ocean, making islands where no island should go. Oh no.
Fauna and Pixie would fade away from existence, over across, upside down, left around this moon, here that strangely looks like a butt in a distant reality, but not too far away. We find Lemur and Rocky. They are floating, constantly moving forward or backwards depending on what your eyes told your brain, in the kaleidoscope of different colors. It had felt like hours to them, but in reality, it had been years. The universe had forgotten about them up until now, and would finally place them in a random reality. He said as he came crashing into the ground. Lemur opened up his arms and legs and gently glided himself to the ground.
I always wondered when the fat flaps underneath my arms would come in handy. Who knew all I had to do was start having adventures and living life?
Did you have to land on me, Lean? Come on, get off me!
Sorry.
Where are we, Lean? I'm scared.
You mean scare-roused?
No, I'm not aroused. I'm just scared.
chill out and relax.
You mean you got a piece of bamboo?
Nope. Sorry, little bro, but look at that!
Lemur pulled a laser pointer out of his pocket and shined it on the ground.
What is it, Lean? Humans? Aliens? My mom and she wants a hug and kisses? No!
No, you idiot. Look, it's the red dot.
Where? I fucking love that thing. I can almost get it. Look, there it is. Oh, look, I got it, Lean. Look, it's in my hand. I got away. Lean, look. Oh shit, Bird Dog, it jumped out of my hands again. He's a slippery little bastard. Hey, wait, where did it go?
No clue.
Lieber slipped the ladle pointer back into his pocket.
Come on, let's go explore a little. Maybe we can make this place our new home.
Hey, where did that red duck go, Lean?
I think it went this way. Follow me.
Wait a tick. This place looks good. How are you planning to get everybody here, Lean? What if we teleport somewhere else before we even...
Whoa. One problem at a time. You know, this place looks just like our home.
Yeah, I agree. But how can that be if we destroyed it?
Remember that lemur Josh from Mocha Models at Whamfest? What did you call him?
I called him your doppelganger. I said that you were the evil one. I still think that, you know.
Shut up, dude. I'm not evil. The only thing evil here is your stubby little tail.
Hey, bird dog. I don't like your attitude. No way. Not today. I think you're being really rude. Hey, bird dog.
Hey, Leroy. Look at those guys over there. They look just like us.
Come on. Let's go over there and greet them.
Hello, chaps. I'm Ricky Coon.
Hey, I'm Leroy Lemur.
Rocky said unimpressed, pointing at himself and then Lemur.
Rocky. Lemur.
So, what brings you two fine jets to Eagle Falls?
Well, we're trying to find our way back home, or a new one.
And we gotta save our friends. We don't even know where they ended up.
Leroy, I'm afraid we have come across drug addicts. Let's back away slowly before they do anything weird.
Ricky and Leroy turned around and began to run away.
Hey, wait, we need your help. We don't know what to do.
Stay away from me. I have a gun.
He fidgeted to get it out from his pants and accidentally shot himself. Ricky would pass out from the amount of blood he was losing.
Holy cow, there's blood everywhere. I can't do blood. It freaks me out.
No, you killed him. I'm going to the police. No.
No, wait, please. It was an accident. He shot himself. You can determine that with forensics. And don't call them. We need your help. If you're like me, then I know you're at least intrigued.
You're dog-burning right, I'm intrigued.
He bent down and reached for the gun and picked it up and aimed it at Lemur and Rocky.
How did you even know I wouldn't call the police? Are you a mind reader?
Because I think I'm you, but from a different dimension. And I wouldn't do it. I always got weed in my pocket. I wouldn't take that kind of stupid risk.
Oh my. If we're the same, then that means there can't be two of us in the same dimension. Then I'm a good lemur. Yes. There's just something about being around you that's maddening! It's time for this to end!
He pulled back the hammer on the back of the gun and went to squeeze the trigger when all of a sudden a tree branch would fall and hit his head. A whooshing sound would be heard, and Fauna and Pixie would be the next thing to drop from the sky, also landing on Leroy. He shot himself by accident when the girls landed on him.
Fauna! Pixie! Where's Sadie?
No clue. Was hoping she was with you.
Come on, bird dogs. We gotta get out of here. Look, we just killed our doppelgangers.
No, we didn't. They euthanized themselves. There's a difference.
Oh, my Bugs Bunny, am I so glad to see you guys.
Police sirens could be heard in the distance, closing in on their position. As they went to run away, a random car pulled up in front of them, and an old woman rolled down her window and said,
Hurry up and get in the car. I've been waiting here for you guys a long time.
There's something real spooky going on here. What do we even do with these dead bodies?
Grab them stuffers and let's go before the police show up. I'll try my best to explain everything when we get home.
Guys, there's no time. Go. We're all here together now. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, we can beat anything with the four of us.
The four of them hopped into the back seat of the car and the old woman began to drive. They passed multiple cops, but none of them bothered the old woman. The gang tried to form words and ask questions, but the old woman wouldn't acknowledge them for some time.
What's going on?
What are you gonna do with the dead bodies?
Were those really our evil twins?
I'll try my best to explain everything when we get home.
Not that much time passes, and they would arrive at the old woman's home.
How'd you know where to find us?
Because I've been waiting a long time for you guys to find this place. Lean, you're still as adorable as the day I first met you. Come inside, relax. We are home.
They all got out of the car and wandered inside.
Did you guys hear what she said? She said Lemur still looked cute. Lemur's got a girlfriend. Lemur's got a girlfriend and she's mad old. Old as dirt.
I got a really bad feeling about this. She's being awfully vague.
Shut up, Brock. You're being a dingleberry. It's better than getting arrested and trying to have to explain why there are two versions of myself and why one of them is dead.
Right? The cops would probably think that you had an identical twin and you would just spend the rest of your life in jail for murdering them. Oh wait, I'm part of that too, aren't I?
As they all wandered inside, the old woman explained.
Nobody's going to jail. Sit down, everybody, and allow me to explain. The old woman you see before you is really an old friend. It's me, Sadie.
Oh my god! It is! It's like looking at nanograss! How did you get here?
I believe when Rocky ended up ripping what I think is the fabric of time and space, we all went flying in opposite directions. Pixie and Fauna, you two somehow ended up together in the far left.
Woo! Yeah! Far left!
I ended up being thrown in the far right. And Rocky and Lemur must have been thrown somewhere near the center of the universe. When I figured out the puzzle of my universe, this is where it brought me.
Us too!
Jinx! And if you talk, you owe me a Coke.
Fauna punched him in the arm.
A grunt counts as you talking, so, you know, owe me a Coke.
Stop it, you Edgettes! I don't have much time. You all took so long to get here that I've turned into an old woman. My patience, like my life, is thin.
What do we do with the dead bodies?
To answer all your questions from earlier, Lemur, I believe this is a parallel universe. Fauna and myself never existed in this universe, therefore there were no doppelgangers. But Lemur and Rocky, you do exist in this reality. Pixie, I need you to tie 7 blocks to the bodies and dump them in that old lake, Rocky's Ridge, up by the Tom Hannock.
Rocky's Ridge? It exists? Yippee!
Rocky and I can do it.
Wait, we already took care of the Time Paradox duplicates, so we should be pretty good to exist in this reality, right?
What? How the hell do you even know?
Bleem, it's science fiction 101.
I only knew how to find you because I've dreamed it so many times. I don't know how else to explain it. I've spent the last 90 years of my life making this place our home. Don't fuck it up this time.
And just like that, our lovable characters go from a thought within the mind into a YouTube adventure.